The authors of a new report on the state of the U.S.-Mexico border say more Border Patrol agents are not the answer to improve security. The report comes just as the Senate's preparing to debate a comprehensive immigration reform bill that includes $6.5 billion in new funds for border security. From our Fronteras desk, Jill Replogle reports.
The authors of the State of the Border report say authorities are over-concentrating security resources at the border, especially between official border crossings. The number of Border Patrol agents on the U.S.-Mexico border has grown more than 500% since the early 1990s to more than 21,000 agents. Eric Lee from Arizona State University's North American Center for Transborder Studies says this is enough.
At this point in time, we are at or past a point of diminishing returns in terms of Border Patrol staffing.
But Lee says we do need more immigration and customs officers staffing ports of entry to move trucks and people through faster and safer. The report also assessed the environment, quality of life, and trade in the border region. The authors suggest expanding trusted traveler programs like Sentry as a low-cost way to speed up border crossings while letting agents focus on serious security threats. In San Diego, I'm Jill Replogle.